Tens of thousands of Arizonans have applied for unemployment benefits in the wake of the coronavirus. The criteria to qualify for unemployment amid the crisis was recently expanded, and the State Department of Economic Security has had to reassign dozens of workers to answer phones and start the review process. But the influx of applications and people receiving benefits, which is on track to break the record in 2009 if it hasn't already, has made it difficult for to keep up. Ryan Randazzo has been following the story for the Arizona Republic and joins us now. Hi, Ryan.
Morning.
What kinds of challenges has this rush of applications created for DES?
Well, there's a couple things happening all at once for that department. One is there's just an avalanche of applications. I mean, far more than they'd ever seen historically, even during the Great Recession. And the other thing is the governor broadened the population of people who can qualify for those benefits. And then the federal government did as well. So at the same time, they're getting a record number of applications. They need to change what those applications ask of people and how people qualify. So they're needing to revamp their computer system so that people who wouldn't have qualified for benefits a couple weeks ago now will get those, get that money.
I would imagine that in addition to the software updates, there have to be human updates as well, right? I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people calling in asking questions, and they want to make sure the folks answering those questions have the most updated information.
Right. And unfortunately, they don't yet. So the federal government widely broadened the people who will qualify for jobless benefits and added $600 a week to those payments for 4 months. But the states don't yet have directions on how to process those applications. So while all these applications are coming in, the state of Arizona has to hold those until they get directions on how to process it and get people that federal money.
So, Ryan, you had a chance to speak with the DES assistant director. What did he have to say about how they're dealing with this wave of applications?
Well, I have to admit he sounded pretty overwhelmed. This is unlike anything that they'd ever seen before, but very committed to getting people their money, the money that they're owed by the state and now the money that they are owed thanks to the actions of Congress. So they seem to be doing whatever they can, as you noted, reallocating staff to help review these applications, hiring new staff. They said they have 22 new people starting on Monday. Normally, they have about 13 people on the front lines to review these applications and help folks on the phone. They have about 100 today, and that number is growing. And even reacting that way, they still can't handle all of the applications coming in. So if you try to call DES because you have a question about how to get jobless benefits, you're probably not going to get through on the phone lines. And there are so many applications coming in at once that sometimes when people hit submit at the online site to file that application, there's too many coming down the pipe at once, and they're getting rejected, and so they have to try many times to even file that application.
Wow. Ryan, very, very quickly, is there a sense of how all of this upswing in applications and the work that DES is doing, how is that impacting people actually getting their checks?
Well, before this happened, before businesses started to shut down widely, it was taking about 14 days from the day you would apply for your benefits until you would get that debit card in the mail with your money on it. So it was already about a two-week wait, and they won't give me an estimate on how long they think it's going to be. They'll only say that they're doing their best to get people their money as quickly as possible.
All right. That is Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks a lot.